The big question all the Mefarshim ask on this Parsha of Shabbos Nachmu, of course, where do we find the Nechama in the Parsha in life? Nothing has changed since Tisha B'Av. There is no Beis HaMikdash here. We're still in Galus. So where do you find the Nechama in this week's Parsha on Shabbos? And along with today being Tu B'Av, Tu B'Av being one of the greatest Yom Tovim of the year, there's supposed to be some level of Nechama on Tu B'Av. So where exactly is the Nechama? So the Mishnah that everyone knows at the end of Maseches Tainus tells us that there are no greater Yom Tovim like Chamisha Asar Ba'av and Yom Kippur, where the Benos Yushalayim would go out to Yotzeis Bechli Lavan. They go out in the Kramim and dance in circles and tell the Bachim to look upon their Yichus, their Mishpach, and not to how they look. So there's this Segula, there's a celebration of a Shidduch on Tu B'Av between a boy and a girl, a man and a woman. But then the Mishnah says it's not only a celebration of the individual shidduchim, it's also the national shidduch, which of course refers to the marriage between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they quote the pasuk in Shir, and the Mishnah quotes that there's this idea of B'yom Chasunasa, B'yom Simchas Libo, says Shlomo HaMelech. B'yom Chasunasa is the Matan Torah. That the day of the wedding took place Matan Torah, and B'yom Simchas Libo is the Bina Beis HaMikdash Mimher V'yameinu. So B'yom Chasunasa is the Matan Torah, which is this week's Parsha. Parsha Veschanan, where we have a repetition of the Luchos, so it's a celebration of Matan Torah, the celebration of the Chasna, the wedding between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midrashim explained, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chasan, and Am Yisrael is the Kala. So we have many places of Midrashim, and I think very much highlighted in the Sukkim, in the Parsha Veschanan, this concept of a wedding that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So number one is that the Torah, that the Gemara tells us that Torah tziva lanu Moshe Marasha kilas Yaakov. Marasha is Ma'orasa, which also represents this lashon of erison, a lashon of engagement, a kedushin between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael vis-a-vis the giving of the Torah. The Medrash says that the luchos that were given served as the ksuba, given from the chasan to the kala to Klal Yisrael. The Medrash says that just like a kala gets adorned with chafdala tachshit in the 24 piece of jewelry, it's listed in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, so to a Talmud Chacham, Klal Yisrael, who's the kala, needs to be adorned, needs to be familiar with the 24 books, Sifrei Tanakh. So there's a chasan, there's a kala, there's a dressing up for the kala, there's also music. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, the Bam of Daf Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Rav Huna says, Kol hanena misuda chasan veinu masamcho. The person who goes to a wedding, he enjoys from the suda, doesn't dance, doesn't happy, comes, eats, and runs out. He's over bechamisha kolos. He violates five kolos. Shenemar kol sasan, kol simcho, kol chasan, kol kala, kol omrim hodu as Hashem tzvakos. Vim misamcho, if one does rejoice with the chasan, mas char, what's his schar? Says Rabbi Shimon Levi, zochel a Torah, shitnidna bechamisha kolos. He's zocha to learning the Torah. That was also given with five kolos. And it goes on to explain how it mentions the word kol five times in the context of Matan Torah. So we see that there's this parallel, the kolos that are sung at a chasna and the song, the kolos that were experienced at Matan Torah. So we see there was a chasna, there was a chasan, there was a kala, there was a tachshitin, there was music. There were also edim. Where do you find the edim? So in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Veschanan, it tells us that the Shemayim Varetz served as the Edom. They were the Edom that were going to testify that Klal Yisrael is keeping the Torah. It says, so now we have two Edom. There are two Edom that were witnessing this Chasa B'Yom Chasunas, as the Mishnah says. So there's a Chasan, there's a Kala, there's Tachshitin, there's music, there are Edom. What are we missing? So the one thing we're missing is where's the yichud? We have everything else is all set. We have the different parties involved, but the one thing we don't have is yichud. So the pasuk says, the pasuk we say every single time we read the Kriyas HaTorah, V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem, chayim kulchem ayom. Atem hadveikim, you should cling, you should come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that should remind us of when Adam and Chava, when they were created, it says the davak biishto vayal levaser echad. This idea of dvekus, ish veishto, husband and wife being davak with each other, hayu levaser echad. So we see that is a concept in the parsha itself. Eschadam hatem avatem hadvekim b'Hashem elokeichem chaim kuchem ayom. This lashon of dvekus. But where's the echad? So that's the first part of the pasuk. It says b'davak b'ishto. Where's v'ayu levasar echad to become echad? So the pasuk says at the end Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad. So how do we get from dvekim to echad? How do you connect those two? Comes to husband and wife, it's very easy to understand that. How do you get from the desire to be davik b'Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, this concept of Echad? So you need the dvekus as a reference to Yichud, the intimacy. So what's the intimacy with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Svarim write that Yichud is bringing the chasen into the, rather the kala into the house. So where's the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Eretz Yisrael. That's the makum of Hashem. That's the makum of Kedusha. So the chasen, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is bringing the Kala, Am Yisrael, into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yichud. So it makes so much sense. Now, if you read the Pesukim, so Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to perform the Knesset. Moshe Rabbeinu represented the Kala. He wanted to do the Yichud, but he wasn't allowed to for some external reasons. So how does he accomplish V'atem Advekim B'Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kuchem Ayom? So what happens right after that? The puzzle goes on to describe how what's going to be in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu partakes in it. And what does he do? Moshe shalosh arim be'eve haryardin. The only thing Moshe was allowed to do to have a chelak of knisa le'eretz Yisrael was by separating the three arim miklat. That was the knisa. That was the beginning of the knisa into Eretz Yisrael. So the way the Pesukim read now is, how do you get dvekus b'Hashem? It's through knisa into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yichud Hashem with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. So after the Yichud, what happens next? So then the Luchos is right afterwards. We're given the Luchos as the Ksuba. Hashem, the Chazan, gives the Ksuba, the Luchos, to Am Yisrael. And then right afterwards, we read the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we see there's this parallel between Chazan and Kala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Am Yisrael. So that's the Nechama. The Nechama is that although we felt so distant, the Pesukim talk about an Eicha Ke'almana, that we're so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Almana, it's Ke'almana, it's like a widow. There's this level of separation. But then we're reminded, Parshas Veschanan, which by the way, Veschanan is, if you, Alpi Chassidus, at least Alpi Drush, it's very similar to the word Chasana. It's not exactly the same Sharish, but it's close enough. Veschanan is a lashon of a Chasana. It's the idea of the entire Parsha is celebrating the wedding, the marriage between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And although we feel so distant after Tisha B'Av, the Nechama is found in the Parsha of Veschanan. Now what allowed Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the key? What allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to come close to the Yichud, close to entering to Eretz Yisrael? Veschanan, he davened. The ability to daven gave Moshe Rabbeinu that strength and the license to enter into Eretz Yisrael in the way he was allowed to, in separating the Ari Mikla. The Koach HaTfilah allows a person to be Davik B'Hashem. That's really the answer. Veschanan. We know it's the Gematria of Tfilah, it's 515, it means Tfilah. It's ability to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what does the word Tfilah mean? So all the Mefarshim say that Tfilah is based on, the word Tfilah is based on what the Pasuk describes the name Naftali. Naftali is Naftule Elokim Naftalti. Rashi says, what does that mean, Naftuli Elokim Naftalti? It's a lashon of chibur, to connect. So when a person davens, it's a lashon of chibur, lashon of dvekus, a lashon of yichud b'Hashem. That's really the way in to be davik b'Hashem. So Sfas Emes explains, why do we call Shmoneh Esrei Amida? Why is it called Amida? So Pashup Shad is because we stand. But he says the reason why it's called Amida is because all day long we're busy being holich, running and going and moving. But once we enter into the Shemoneh Esrei, Sfas Emes explains, we are taken to a whole other level where this Lashon of Chibur, this Dveikas B'Hashem, we're taken up a notch to the level of Kemalachim. And Malachim, we know, don't move. They don't run around. They're Omed. So when a person engages, when a person is in the world of Tefillah, he's Davik B'Hashem and he's Omen. He just stands there. So Veschanan is really the greatest Nechama for us. Yes, we don't see the Beis HaMikdash. We're in Golus, we're in Choshech. But the fact that we have the ability to Veschanan, the ability to Daven, the ability to connect and to be Mechaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Tefillah, that's the greatest Nechama for all of us. It's this Yichud B'Hashem that we have, just us and Kadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. So just to finish off with the story, there's once a man who had to run to a business meeting. And he had to make it there in time, so he had to run through a shortcut. And his son was off from school that day, didn't have yeshiva, so his son wanted to go with his father to work. So they said, but we have to run quickly, because we have to make this meeting, a very important meeting I'm going to. So they're running through the forest, and suddenly the son starts looking around this beautiful forest, these trees and flowers and bushes, and he keeps getting sidetracked by, Tati, look at that, Abba, look at that. And he says, no, we have to go, let's hurry up. And he keeps pushing his son to run and move, and the son just keeps lagging behind, looking at everything beautiful around him. So father said, I'll tell you what, I need to go ahead. You want to get stuck behind, just keep calling Tati, I'll say, I'm here, and you listen to my voice to wherever I go, you know which way to be directed. So they're going, and the father's hustling, and the son's looking around, Tati, Tati, say, yeah, I'm here, come this way, turn right, turn left, and they're going on. And if you don't hear me, that means I'm too far away, I'll slow down a little bit. So the nimshal, of course, is that we are in a world that are distracted from all the trees and flowers and bushes around us, all the beautiful things and gold, silver, gashmias, and we're calling out to our Father B'Shemayim, Avinu Shebashemayim, Tati, Tati. So when we see it's too far, he doesn't hear our voice, we know we're too far. But the more we call out, the more we daven, the more we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer we feel, the closer we are. So that's the greatest nechama. The Parshas Veschanan is a celebration of the chasna between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a celebration of the koach ha-tefillah to be davek ba-Hashem. And we should be zocha to not only celebrate Yom Chasunasa, but also Yom Simchas Libo, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yomeinu. Amen. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.